משנה יוחיד, משנה יוחיד, משנה רבין באמצע, רבי עקיבא מחייב וחכמים פייטים. So there are two alternatives of explaining the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. One alternative is that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is limato midud, and Rabbi Akiva is mechayev limato midud because kutok mishum chadamye, and the Chachamim pater because kutok af mikishum chadamye. The other alternative is that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is reference to the case. All the Milam Yud. So, and the question is whether Yalfinun Zerik and Meishit or not, in other words, be Yuta Achas. But with Matam Yud, so everybody agrees. So everybody agrees that he's Chay. Everybody that he's Chay. But the Maskone appears, Maskone of the Gemara appears that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is in regard to the case of Limata Miyud, and Rabbi Akiva says, Klutak Mishihun Chodamye, and Somil Yischayev, and Chachamim say, Klutal Aft Mishihun Chodamye, but Limata Miyud, so everybody agrees that he's Potea, even with Yuta Achas, because Lo Yalfinu Nezei Reknumesh. That's the Maskon. Alright, so Mishayochid Mishayochid Shizarab Bemza, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Chachamim Petri, Keitzat, Now Teisa says that in the Yerushalmi it appears that there are two gersois in the Mishnah. You can itone keitzat, we can loitone keitzat. Shtei gezuz strois, zu keneged zu b'shus rabim, hameshit v'azirik mezula zu pota. Hoyu shteyem b'yuta achas, hameshit chaye v'azirik pota. Shekach hoyu so avides alvim. Shtei agolei zu achazu b'shus rabim. So that was the avides alvim. Shtei agolei zu achazu b'shus rabim. Now, according to the shite of most Rishenim, I say most Rishenim because Rabbi Goyen has his own shite here. I mean, the Rach mentions Rabbi Goyen, the Kedusha Rashbo. But according to the shite of most Rishenim, there is a difference between the two Rishus Hayochit being situated lengthwise of the Rishus Rabbim or widthwise of the Rishus Rabbim. So B'Yuta Achas means if the two Rishus Hayochids are situated lengthwise of the Rishus Rabbim. Let's say on one side of the Rishus Rabbim. So you have a porch, and the Rishus Rabbim extends in a little zigzag direction. In there, like an alley, but the Rishus Rabbim extends into that alley. So you have one porch, and then across, as you have another porch. But both porches are situated lengthwise of the Rishus Rabbim. That's B'Yuta Achas. So then it's Chayev. But suppose you have one porch on one side, and then one porch on the other side. Across the width of the Rishus Rabbim, width-wise, so then he's potter. Now there is no svor in it, but the reason as to why lengthwise he's chayev and meishit, and width-wise he's potter because we learn it out from the Mishkan, and Avides Alvim was that way. Meishitin akroshim mizu lezu avaloi zeyakin. So in other words, so we have to say according to most Rishenim that was the mitzias. As the agolis were situated, they were situated lengthwise, and they were meishit lengthwise of the Rishus Rabbim, and the Rishus Rabbim intervened between the two agolis. That this is the pshat of most Rishim. Now let's see the Rashi. Hazirik Rabbi Akiva mechayev time before Shmuel. Keitzad shtei gzustrois rabbonon kamrlo gzustrois zizin hayetzim in hakeser. It's like a porch. Umanichim aleihem nisorim lahalich. זו כנגד זו, בשני צידי רישוס הרבים, והן רישוס היוחיד, שגבייס יוד ורחובס דלת. פוטר, שלו מוצינו זריקה ואישותה במלאכס המשק מושא יוחד ושא יוחיד, וריחב רישוס הרבים מפסיק ביניהם. So Rashi emphasizes, and this is emphasized by almost all Rishenim, But Rav Haigoyen has a different pshat altogether. Shall hoy sa avis alvim kach leheishit koshim me'agol el agol shemitzido el la'eglo shel fonel she'arba agol yisoyu lebnim roi she'yoneisim koshim ha'mishkon ואין הלכין שתיים כאחות, זו בצד זו, כדאמרין להם בגמורה, וכשיופר כנס המשכון, ליטין על הגולה איסו, אם עמיד מהגולה איסו, כדאר אבו לחוסם. Lengthwise, שתיים זו אצל זו, סומך למשכון, ושתיים זו אצל זו לפניהם, דאר אחר לוסון, לאיך יש עזרדים, שיוריתי להלך אחר עמוד האונון, הולך לפניהם, ופר כי המשכון היו משיקין הקושים, לאיסו משל שתי הגולה איסו, הסמוכס למשכון, ואין משיטין לאיסו של לפניהם, אבל מהגולה להגולה שבצידו, if it's withwise, לא יצריכם להישית, שהרי שתיהן סמוכס לפרק המשכון. היו שתיהן בדיוטו. אחס כלים, אבל לי האחס בערך רישוס הרבים על פני הבייס, ויש הפסק רישוס הרבים ביניהם. So in other words, if the two, if it's בדיוטו אחס means that the two רישוס היוחיס, the two porches, so are situated lengthwise. הזירק פותר. So זירק, even בדיוטו אחס is פותר. היו מילה מיוד. ולמוצינו זריקו מרשוס היוחיד לשוס היוחיד, דרך רשוס הרבים במשכון, לא בערך ולא ברכב. So now so Azirik is potter, so even according to Rabbi Akiva is potter. והמשת חייב, שמוצינו שותק, היי ציבור למעלה מיוד במשכון, רשוס היוחיד לשוס היוחיד, וקצס ערך רשוס הרבים מפסיק ביניהם, שכך הוא יישא אבידס הלוויים, ומפורש ועוזל, כיצד מוצינו כזו באבידרסות, שבשתי הגולס. זו החזור בשוס הרבים פרקים משכון משיטן לאיסון של הגולס שאצלון, ואין משיטן לאלו שלפניהם, אבל לזירקין שנאיסון קושים נזרוקס מפני קייל. So this is the sheet of Rashi, and it's משמע that the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Even though the Rambam usually follows the sheet of the Rach, and the Rach mentions the sheet of Rav Haigoyen. Rambam mentions in two places the chiyuv of meishit meshes hayochid meshes hayochid. Now, first, the Rambam mentions it briefly in Perek Yud Veiz Milcha Shabbos Halacha Yud. Hazirik Noshus Loshus Oy Hameishit Hareze Tildes Meitzi V'chayim. So then, because the Mishnah says Kosav Haramach Havle Lichtev David Yuta Achas Chayim Shekach Hoyso Yishot Salvi V'teim Eloma Poshat כל מישית, ועלי חכומים מיידים בשתי כזוסוי וזו בצד זו חי, עד כאן לשני. ואני אמר שזה מאיר על מי יודע שכחוסי בדבר רבינו, שהרבינו כוס הפכים לגזר בסייף פרק ידים. So he mentions here, he mentions it briefly, that מישית משוס לשוס is he told of מייצי, but he doesn't discuss it. But at the end of פרק ידים, in פרק ידים ולחשבס, הלוכה יותחס and יותס, he mentions it thoroughly. המשית משוס היוחד משוס היוחד ושוס הרבים באמצע חייב ואפילו הישית למעלה מעבר משוס הרבים שכן לא יישא אבידס הלווים ממשכם משית נסע קרושים מהגולו להגולו ושוס הרבים משתי הגולס וכל הגולו והגולו ושוס היוחד במה דבורם אמורים כשהיו שתי רשוס היוחד בערך רשוס הרבים lengthwise כמו שהגולס מהלכת בשוס הרבים זו החזו אבל אם היו שתי הרשויס בשני צידי רשוס הרבים אף המשית משוס היוחד זו רשוס היוחד שכנגדו is potter. So in other words, so let's say, so in modern examples, so let's say if the two cars, let's say, are parked lengthwise in the Rishus HaRabim, one after the other, and then someone would be standing in one car and they'll be meshit to someone. He'll pull out his hand through the door and they'll be meshit to someone who is in the other car, and if both cars are both parked lengthwise in the Rishus Rabbi, one after the other, so then he'll be chayiv. But suppose the two cars are parked this way, one car here and one car here, and they'll be meshit, so that's widthwise, so then it will be potter. Mm-hmm. This is the sheet of Moshe Rashid. But turn to the Rabbi Hananel. The Rabbi Hananel is always Shalom in Kemi here. So the Itaf Tzadik Tes on the base, the Rashba also mentions the Rabbi Haigoy. Now, Hoyu agzustrois, Rabbi Nachmanel. Hoyu agzustrois halolu. Eim deis li mailo me'asor, b'shus Rabbi. Mechuvoneis liyeson diuto. Mechuvoneis liyeson diuta achas. U'shus achas keitzat. Shemarkivim neser. Neser mizul ezu al gabi b'shus Rabbi. רחוב דאלה תבוכים כדי לייסון דיוט אחס ורשוס אחס אימוס אוקיי מבית יאים הרין כרשוס אחס ומוטל לטעות מזו לזו על גבי הנסר המתוח מזו לזו על גבי רשוס רבי ותנן בערב חית שאום בקיוד ורוכב דאלה נוסן לו את נסה שרוכב דאלה תבוכים וכן בית גוסטרו יזו כנגד זו מר ונחד מר ושתיים פוקס מדלת מר ושניים מר ונחד השתי מה גוסטרו יסלולו אין למעלה מעשור וניתן להם נסר, רוכב דלת טווחים בידיעי, מותר לטלק מזולזו, שנסר שתיים רשוס אחס, אבל אם קידש היים ולא יחוברו, עושו ראשית מזולזו, בין נסר, בין זולוסי נסר, עושו ראשית, אחר שקידש היים, והמשית חייבו, שכך הוא יעגוליז במדבור, ויובייז עגוליז זו בצד זו ברשוס רבים, ויומשיתים קרושים, ומציבים קרש על בייז עגוליז, רשי, רואה עוד על זו ורשע השני על זו כי נעשה שפרשנו יוני למיילו וזהו יש שתיים בדיוט האחס המשית מזו לזו חיים שכינו ידרך הלווים שהיו משיטים הקרושי מזו לזו זו עם הלכתון ופיך אחורי סיכים בישה בסיסחיים. Now here the Rashba, the Rar doesn't mention the whole lotion of Rav Haigoyen, but the Chidushi Rashba mentions the whole lotion of the Rav Haigoyen. Now, Daf Tzadik Tes. Stehen bidyuta achas. Hazirik po, Daf Tzadik Tes, in the Chiddush HaRashba. Stehen bidyuta achas. Hazirik po, v'amei shitchayev, shekach hoy salvid esalvim. Kasheli, vo yishot as kroshim al gaba al goleis, ki shtei dieteis, bo shus arabim zu keneged zu oiso, shari agoleis leirach rishus arabim hoyu. So the Rashba says, no, the Mitzias was that the Agolis in the Midbar was situated widthwise. שמהן למדנו רחב רשוס הרבים שושי שישר עמו ואם כן על כוחנו לרחב רשוס הרבים הוא ימשית נקושים וכי משכן עד הרבה מישית מזו לזו כשאין זו כנגד זו בשוס הרבים לחייב כרשוס הרבים שכינו יישא עבודי סלווים ובשתיים בדיוט האחס כלים על ערך רשוס הרבים שלא יישא עבודי סלווים כן פוטה מה נפשך if we deduce from the עבודי סלווים and it has to correspond exactly to the way it took place in the Mishkan, so then it should be just the reverse. That be shtei diutes, he should be chayev. If they are situated, the two rishus hayochid are situated widthwise, he should be chayev. And if they are situated lengthwise, he should be pot. Acher o yisi le rabbeinu haigo en zal. Shein akpode kishak zustroyis le recha for shus le roki. So yire shein akpo de kishda zustroyes lerecha for shus or rocky. Elo bishishtei ag zustroyes asuyes dutachas asuyes laases dutachas ki agolis sheshtei naases dutachas o ishtei dutes shaloi ki agolis shal mipo ומפני שאין דרך ליטרריש הזרבים, כשמי שמזו לזו בשני צידריש הזרבים פוטר, אבל כשאין לערך הרשוס, שדרך לעשי סום בדיוט האחס חי. In other words, so he says, briefly, he says one thing, that it doesn't make a difference whether the two rishus ayochid are situated lengthwise or widthwise. It doesn't make any difference. But the question is whether the two rishus ayochid are situated in such a way that it's possible by putting a long board on the two porches, so you'll make it into one porch, let's say. So Mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's situated lengthwise, like this, or it's situated lengthwise, and, let's say this is the Erech Rishus Rabbi. This is the Erech Rishus Rabbi. Yeah. And this is the width of the Rishus HaRabim. So here you have buildings on this side, and then across the street, on the other side you have buildings and you have porches. So according to Rashi and all the Rishonim, Rambam, it makes a difference if the Rishus HaYochid, if the two Rishus HaYochid are situated, the two porches, width-wise, so then it's Shtei Dyuteis, it's Potter. But if they are situated lengthwise, so then it's Dyutachas. Rav Haigoyen says it doesn't make a difference whether it's lengthwise or widthwise. But the question is, it makes a difference whether the two rishus ayochid, let's say you have a porch here and you have a porch here, or you have a car here and you have a car here. So if it is, let's say, standing like this, even though there is revach, but if you put a board on the two, so then you form a dutachas. And suppose you did a Erev Shabbos, so then you'll be allowed to make a telltale over this board. Suppose you have here one porch and here one porch. There is some revach b'emtza. Suppose you will connect the two. You'll put a board in Esa on the two, and then you'll have one porch. So you'll be mechaber the two porches into one porch. So as long as they are situated in such a way that it's possible to be mechaber into one porch, so then even though you are not mechaber them into one porch, so that's called yutachas, and then you are mechuyev. But when you say b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, because the width of the rishus harabim is the zayin amo, so naturally, if you have a building, you have a porch on one side of the rishus harabim, and then the other porch is the other side of the rishus harabim. So the two porches are not situated in such a way that you could easily, by putting an essa, a board, a long board, connect them into one porch. So that's called shtei dyutis. So it doesn't make any difference according to Rav Haigoyen whether it's situated lengthwise or widthwise. But why does the Mishnah say that b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, so then he's poter? Because b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim means that there is a tezayin amo, distance, apart, you see, between them. So memela, they're not situated in such a way that you should be able, by putting a neser on the two porches, to be mechaber them into one yuto. So Mimele is Potter. And so in other words, according to Rabbi Goyen, it doesn't make any difference how the cars are parked. Whether the cars are parked this way, along lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabim, or they are parked here. As long as there is no big hefleg, big distance between the two cars, between the two Rishus HaYochid, and by putting, you could put a neser on top of them, and transform the two Rishus HaYochids into one Rishus HaYochid. So that's called Yutach. This is, the Rabbi Goyen, that's his own shite, but all the other Rishonim don't explain it that way. Now look inside again. Kashali, for Yishot Haskoshim, al gabei agolis kishtei dyuteis b'Rishus HaRabim, zu kineged zu hoiso, שהגול ישליר רשוס הרבים היו וירור וון לרחב רשוס הרבים וירור כאן של קושים הניסון הרחב והגול ישליר רחב רשוס היו כי אמרינו מגמורה שמהם למדנו רחב רשוס הרבים שהוא ששי עשרה אמו ואם כן על כוחנו לרחב רשוס הרבים היו משיתנה קושים וכי משכין עד הרבה מי שיתמזו לזו כשאי זו כנגד זו בשוס הרבים לחייב כשוס הרבים שכין עשה ולסלווים ובשתיים בדיוטה אחס כלומר רשוס הרבים של רבי לוינקין פוטה עד שורי של רבי נה היגוין זל עניין דירי in other something reasonable that it's mistaba shein ak podeki shaguzus trois le recha for a shuse le oki doesn't make any difference whether it's widthwise or lengthwise elo bishi stei aguzus trois asuis la asis yutachas even though they're not yutachas but you can easily by putting in esa and the two porches you could make it into one yutachas לעשי סייסון דיוטחס, כי הגוליס, ששתי נעשיס דיוטחס, אוי שתי דיוטי שלוי כאגלי של מדבר, ומפני שאין דרך לקרי רשוס הרבים. So why does it say בשני צידי רשוס הרבים, זה שתי דיוטס? Because usually, I mean, the width of רשוס הרבים זה זין עמו. So, it's not the דרך to make it into one דיוטי, let's say, the רשוס היוחד here, and the רשוס היוחד זה זין עמו. On the other side of the street. So that, ומפני שאין דרך לקרוא רשוס הרבים כשמישית מזו לזו בשני צירות של הרבים פוטה אבל כשאין לערך הרשו שדרך לעשיסם ביוטה אחס חייל ויזר לשני שתי גזוסטרוי זו כנגד זו בשוס הרבים גזוסטרי רשוס היוחדי וכששתיים זו כנגד זו בשוס הרבים ומופלוג איזו מזו in other words there is a considerable distance now there is no special shiur I mean how far should be they were removed. In other words, as long as there is such a heflek that it's not the derech to make it into one duty. You are not going to construct a very long board and to make the gzustre on one side of the street and the gzustre on the other side of the street with tezayin amo apart into one duty. It's not the derech. So maybe that's considered shtei duties. When it is the yudit achas, elo zul rishus le'atzmo, v'hi rishus ha'yochid, v'zul rishus le'atzmo, v'rishus ha'yochid. U shus ha'rabim b'dayem, v'zul le'zu, avol im ha'gzustrois, shtei eno'im deis, v'rishus ha'rabim, mukhonis li yiz yudit achas, u rishus echad. U v'eize tzad she'markivi nesa mizu al gabi zu, al mizu, לזו על גבי רשוס הרבים, across the רשוס הרבים, כדי יהיה שתי ענדיות האחס, ורשוס האחות, אם עושו כאים בידיי מראים כרשוס האחות. So suppose, מבידיי, he'll construct, he'll be מחבר the two gzustroyes, the two gzustroyes. So then, you'll be allowed to be mitalto from here to here, across the board. ומאות הליטלת מזו על גבי איסי הנסה שהוא מתוח מזו לזו על גבי רשוס הרבים כתנן הוסום להנחריץ שבין שתי חצריס עומק עשורו ורוחב דלת מר ושניים ומר ואחות ותנן עולהו נוסנו לנסה שרוחב דלת ורוחם חיין שתי גסויס זו כנגד זו מערבים איך הוא האחס ממערבים שניים פוחס מכמר ושניים ומר ואחות ואורי כלומר בבית זו סטרויס בחיץ אם נוסנו לשני הגסוס טרויס נסה שרוחב דלת וסטרויס גובן עשור הרי כשוסכות ואם המסורים מוצובים ביניהם בדיעים אלו שקידש היין ולחוברו עושו להישית מזו לזו ובין זו לא עושה ואם הישית חייב because it's adapted to edutachas so even though he didn't make it into edutachas but it's already adapted they are so situated that it's adapted to edutachas so then he's chayev כי כך היו הגולי שנמסרו במדבר לווים, שתי הגולי זו החזו ברשוס הרבים, והיו מתחים קרושים ומציבים קרש על שתי הגוליס. רישי של זה על זו, כנאסה שפרשנו, יונו למיילו, וזהו יהיו שתי מדיות האחס. המשית מזו לזו חייב, כי כן היו דרכון של לווים בחיל, שהיו משיתן את הקרושים מזו לזה. וזו היא מלאכתון, ופיכך היו עסקים בשבס חייב, אבל היו זה כי, שלווים יגביזויים בקודשי. ופיחו חזרק מזו לזה פותה, אבל עושה, ויזוהר הוא בפיר וזה, כי בתראה הגודל נגלו לנו. עליי גודל. So that's a very remarkable פשט, and the Rach apparently agrees with the פשט, because the Rach mentions, the Rashbo mentions the whole Lashon, he quotes the Lashon of the Rav Haigoyen, but the Rach mentions it Bekitza, but it's the Chite of Rav Haibot. But all the other Rishenim, except for the Rach, the Rashba also mentions that, but I didn't see, any one of the other Rishenim that should mention that Pshat. And all the other Rishenim hold that it really makes a difference whether it's the two Rishus Ayochit are situated lengthwise or they are situated widthwise. Alright. Now, the taste is here, Azirik. Keitza, state your stories. Teimele Rabbe de Moike Plukte de Rabakib de Rabonon. Bekluto. ופליגה למטה מעשור או לא עושה שפר כיצד דוריקו יד ליל דאוך חייז why does the Mishnah say כיצד so דאוך חייר בגזוסטויס למיילו מעשור דום ידע גולס ואפילו רבה כיווה נעמה מידע עושה ולמן דמי כפלוקטאי למיילו מעשור או עושה שפר so even according to what Teisa says daf that meishit chayev nama lematamiyut. So lematamiyut is also chayev. But the avidas alvim was lemailamiyut. So that is certainly chayev. So memele, the obvious example of meishit is lemailamiyut. Even if we say that lematamiyut is also chayev. So memele, the shapir is strange, the expression, the expression keitzat, is lo yose shapir, is strange. To likoya do lil do chayir v'so is lemailo maso, do mi da kolis, v'afil rabba kiva name meid oso, un man di meike pluktai lemailo maso, ose shapir. Un mi u yeish berushal meike di tone keitzad, vike di loy tone keitzad. Un for ish osom, da hu ameire di meike pluktai lemailo maso, de machleike is dil tmala sore, tone keitzad. Va hu di meike lmat maso, so is not even geiris, keitzad nemish. Tone keitzad. מר דזריקת אול דדי צוי אי הוי צוי גוף איך אקסיב אומר רבי יחנן דום אקרו ויצב מי שווי אבירו כאילו במחנה סו מי שיחנה ויוסי במחנה לוויה ומחנה לוויה רישוס הרבים הווה so I mentioned that in the first parak when I discussed the שיטס הרמב״ם about מידבור so in other words so the רמב״ם explains לוקשה כאן בזמן שהוא ישראל שרואים במידבור כאן So the Rambam explained it just the reverse of the pshat of all the other Rishenim. All the other Rishenim say that Bizman Hazeh Midbor is a calmness because it's not a Hiluch Rabbim. It's not used as a Hiluch Rabbim. And Bizman Yisrael the Midbor, then there was a Hiluch Rabbim. And the Rambam explains it just in the reverse. So in other words, so Bizman Hazeh, even though actually there is no Hiluch Rabim, it's a deserted place, but everyone has rishus to go there. It's Mosul Hiluch Rabim. It's Mosul Hiluch Rabim. But the Rabim don't take advantage of it. But it is Mosul Hiluch Rabim. Masha'in came Bizman Sheyisroel, Shruim B'midbor, so Alpi Adishem Yisuv, Alpi Adishem Yachnu, and it wasn't a mosu for everybody to walk there as it pleased him. So Mimele, it was not a Rishus Rabbim. But, so the Midbar was not a Rishus Rabbim. Bizman Shu Yisrael Shruim B'Midbar. So what was a Rishus Rabbim? So this is what the Gemara says. And the Mir pointed out that Machne Leviye, that is certainly a Rishus Rabbim. Even according to the Rambam. Why? Because Machne Leviye, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Machne Leviye, so everyone, he was Mosul for everybody to go there. He didn't have to get a special license in order to go into the Machne Leviye. So Mimele, the Machne Leviye was a Rishus Rabbim, Bizman Sheyisroel Shruim B'Midbar. But only the Machne Leviye, the Machne Yisroel, so was not a Rishus Rabbim, according to the Rambam. מח איך אב יוסף מחנה לוויה ומחנה לוויה רשוס הרבי מהווה ויקום עלו לישראל לא יתפיקו ויתסו מרשוס היוחי not always from the olim of every Jew the olim דתחו לרשוס הרבי into the מחנה לוויה וממאי די בשבס קוי דילמה בחויל קוי ומשום די שלימה למלוכה כדי חסיב והמלוכה hoisodayo. So come avora avora mi makipoi. Ksivoch by avio kyobi machni, ksivos mabato shifatro, mal ba yimos af kambi yimos. Alright. Now that's the gyose that we have. Meld is rike tilde di tsoye. Al kocho tilde. Lo nim neis, we have some lochs, we tilde di tsoye, shein lucho, li. We see to tell this a vacher, the main toy, or Abu Abbas Moroches, Machne Livier, Rishus Arabim, show your hakil mitzuin, it's on Mish Rabbein, Mishus Ayochid, it who Miorich, the Shlim Ravidit and Hanidova Kedilashlim. Now, but Tesa says, Rach Ligorase, Umaydi Shabbos Koy. So, Rach Ligoras called the Adashkechon Itzoy. Not even if he doesn't have reference to Shabbos, and if it has reference to Chayil, so naftali shapir the itzoy melochayu do rachmon ekal yemeloch ki dechsi viish viisho al yasoid meloch al itchum esakidesh urchsi vayichal yom yehovi al mekorel li itzoy meloch vechein dorish behedi beYerushalm. So in other words, so the rach is not here. Why? Because if we are geres to Maidi Shabbos koy, and then the Gemara gives the teres because there is a drashe that it has reference to Shabbos, so that would imply only because the posik has reference to Shabbos. So in other words, so then the posik is saying, beferesh that we are not allowed to carry on Shabbos. We are not allowed to carry on Shabbos from the rishus ayochid into the rishus arabim into machne levi. Ish v'isho. So, in other words, so there is a special app, a special isa. Masheinkein, if it is reference to Chayil, so then we don't find an isa ritzoye mentioned here. But the Rach says no, even if he doesn't deal with Shabbos, even if he deals with Chayil, but one thing is clear, that the ritzoye b'chayil is called the Meloch. So, as long as we have a raya from the posik, that it's called the Meloche, so that is enough. So, but all those Rishenim who argue said, so the question arises against them: why do we have to resort to that special drosh? So we see that it's called Meloch. So even if he didn't have reference to Shabbos, even if it had reference to Chayil, it should be a Raya Muchachas that Itzoy is Meloch. So that doesn't present any real difficulty against Rashi or those Rishenim who are Geres, who might be Shabbos Koy. Because in line with what Teisves and all the other Rishenim, that Itzoye is unique, in other words, because Itzoye has its own dinim, its own prerequisites, unlike all other meloches. All other meloches, so we don't need a posik, that it is a meloche. The fact we have a general love, loisasek on meloch, nasaras adibras. And then, the fact that a certain type of labor prevailed in the Mishkan, that is enough to bring it to constitute it into a meloche and mele to bring it within the lab of lisasek on meloche. That's ligabei shom meloches that are not meloches grois. I mean that are meloches that create something. Masheinke hitzoye, which is not a creative act in any way. I mean you don't produce anything, you don't create anything. The same object that was here, that was in one place, is now in another place. And then, if that is also considered as creativity or creativeness, so then it should be chayev, no matter how he's made see an object, whether he's made, whether he moves the object from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or he moves an object in the Rishus HaYochid, over many miles, and still we see that if it's in the same Rishus, even though you transfer it over many miles, 100 miles, so, but if it's in the same Rishus, so you're not Chayef, and if you are just, if you just move it, transfer it, along the border, across the border from Shochet Rabim, Yachayev. So we see that it's not because even Ritzoy is considered as a creative act. So that's why it's Meloche Gue. So Memele, it has its own requirements, its own prerequisites. So it's not enough that it existed in the Mishkan, but we must have a posik. So Memele, all the Rishonim who are Geiras, they hold that if we didn't have a Mokia, that this posik has reference to Shabbos, so then we wouldn't have an explicit Isser against the Tzoyan Shabbos. We wouldn't have. But we would just have an indication that carrying is called Meloche. So then we would say, even though it's called Meloche, it still does not come within the love of Litzasik Meloche, because it's a Meloche Kuo. So it's called Meloche, because the Meloche Kuo can also be called Meloche. This is what we would say. But since we have it Roshe, that this Pasuk of Ayaviru Keil B'machne has reference to Shabbos, so then the Torah spells it out. Not only that it's a Meloche, that it's called Meloche, but that it's Oseh. So Memele, it certainly comes within the love of the Sasek HaMeloche. Alright. Now, so according to the Rach, we are not Geiras the whole piece. And then the Gemara says, Ashkechem Ritzoye. So this Pasuk only tells us that Ritzoye is Meloch, or that Ritzoye is Osa. What does Ritzoye mean? Meitzi Mishus HaYochid Mishus HaRabim. Hachnose Machnis Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochid. How do we know that that is Osa? Hachnose Minalon Svorei Mer de Mishus Lishus Mali Afuke Mali Ayule. So here the Gemara in Azira expels it out that Achnose is it all. Achnose is it all. Alright. Now let's see. Now at the first day, Sotesha says, it's all good for Exile. We have a gaff show, it's all the Mishkin. Kidomar or some ridu Koshimagole, Mikomo Kimil Abdi Kosiv, we have him Chayevlo. You love the Sib, we have him Chayevlo. Lifisha Melocho Grui, Loche Grui. So then, Hachnosem in Olo, Svore. Vintema, Matzo, Ichlai, Svore, Kindavis, the Mishkin, Kidomar, the Gemora says, Dafmentes, Kidomar him Helu Koshim Lagole. So that he was Achnose Koshim Lagole from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid Agole. Dobi Somach Mashma Gabi Zrike, Di Moiso Bimishkin Avos Ali Shapir, Vyesh Leima, Di Bizunar Teisves, Dav Beis Omed Alef as the same Kashe. But at that time I mentioned that there is a Machlekes between the Teisves Dav Beis and Teisves here. So Vyesh Leima, Di Bizrike Nami Kesvore. Mali al di tzoye, mali al di zrike. Di laf svore le av machshevin olei, told the di tzoye, vi le haves name bi mishken, le av mechayvin olei, mi svore, li fi shem loche goye. So Teisves here says that we need both things. In order to be a meloche, in order that tzoye should be a meloche. In other words, tzoye, which is not a creative act, so should be considered as a meloche, so we have to resort to two things. In other words, first of all, that it existed in the Mishkan. And number two, that it's Israel. So suppose it existed in the Mishkan, but there wouldn't be any Israel if Misar HaSvore. Hachnose could not be equated with Hitzoye. So then, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan wouldn't constitute it into a Meloche. But we have to resort to both. So then, when the Gemara says, by Zrike, so because the Gemara asked, where was it in the Mishkan? So the implication being, so the maskon of the Gemara that Zrike is Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. But at first the Gemara assumed that if it existed in the Mishkan, so then it would be constituted in the Meloche, even though a Svar is not mentioned. So Tanya says, no. Over there there is also a Svar. So this is Teisve Shite here in Azirik, that we need both, that there should be a Svar and there should be a Svar. In other words, what does it mean, a Svar? If there is a Svar that a certain type of Itzoye is mamish the same like the Av of Itzoye. So Mimele, and in addition, this type of Itzoye existed in the Mishkan, so then it becomes a Talon. So we need both, a Svore and that it existed in the Mishkan. But Teisves, the base is Chelik. Teisves at first says, the same Kash, Vim Teima. Kim de achnosa oisa b'mishk matzor ichsu lekamon bazirik vifrushe disvori male afuke male ayule de azirik dal adame vishizrab mashma de ave mishkach eslo b'mishk na v'nichale ave gav dosom nage svore v'yesh lehi ma'adiz trich svore lachnosa b'ol abayis to lehavi b'mishk deim elu kroshim hain achnosa d'yoni de mistome b'kara kol yehidi shuhu vishizrab v'im teima akim di kesvore ama yitzre mometeinim l'meimar de achnosa oisa b'mishk ויש לימא, ויתונה ליעידה דיבוי למיסני מורידו קושי מהגולת נטור תציל. So, אף אגב, דיצוי נאף כלום לקרוא, בהדיה, יצטרך למיסני שהוא יצא במישק. So, Teisve says, the base, that if there is a svore, that a certain type of itzoye is, al pisvore, it's the equivalent of the av of itzoye, so, memele, we don't have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. So, it's not even necessary. So in other words, so Teisves da beis is chilek on Teisves shite, on Teisves shite daf in Azirik. Now, so the Gemara has a kasha. Now, I think I discussed it at the beginning of the first parak. Now, here the Gemara says in so many words, Miyo itzoy av hachnose terod. But the Rambam paskens that hachnose is also an av. So the Rambam says, now this is contrary to the Gemara here in Azirik. So the Ramban says in Shabbos, I mentioned at the time that the Gemara says at first. Maishne hoche ditone beishin dalle bifin beishin arba bechutz u maishne osom ditone shtayim shin arba vizelot. So the Gemara at first said hoche dika Shabbos u tone oves vitone toldes hosom ishwes de la vika Shabbos u oves tone toldes loiton. So in other words, so at this point so the Gemara was saying that the tachnose is it all? So then the Gemara asks, "Obes my new yitzias v'yitzias trayavin v'chitei memen lechiyuv memen lepdur." But do we maras mitoyin katan amaros and kol lechiyuv avochenam ekol lechiyuv? Elo marafope. Hochadika Shabbosu ton lechiyuv updur. So Rav Pope is chazer from what the Gemara at first assumed that Hochedika Shabbos itone ove itone told us Hosom de lavika Shabbosu ove stone told us loitone. So in other words, so the Ramban explains it that now the Rav Pope is saying Hochedika Shabbosu tone chiyuve upture Hosom de lavika Shabbosu chiyuve tone upture loitone. So then the question of why is chiyuve manir yitzias yitzias tatavin stein yitzoye stein dachnos. So, for Yitzias Ketonim Ravashi Tane Achnose Nam Yitzoy Korolei. So that means that the Tane Yishuiz mentions Achnose too. So we could explain the Gemara that whereas before the Gemara assumed that there, where it's not Ika Shabbos, so Vestone told us Loitone. So now the Gemara is saying that even though it's not Ika Shabbos, so it's Tone Oves and Tone told us. So the Ramban says no. Now, in other words, since it's not Ika Shabbos, so it shouldn't mention. It shouldn't mention Tilodis in Shuas if it's not Ika Shabbos. So why does it mention? Why does the Rav Pope and Rav Ashi say that it mentions Achnose also? Because Rav Pope holds contrary to what the Gemara assumed at first, and contrary to what the Gemara says Nazareik, that Itzoye is enough, and Achnose ain't told it, so Rav Pope holds no, that Achnose is also enough. If it's also enough, so naturally, so even the Tanin Shuas, where he's not concerned with discussing all the dealing of Shabbos, so he mentions it, he mentions the Oves, but other things, let's say like Zerik and Meshik Neshus Leshus, he doesn't mention there. So, and then the Ramban says, that Enoch Name Rove will agree with the Gemara in Azerik that Miu Itzoye Av Achnose Tolde, but Rav Pope and Rav Ashi they are chilik on the Gemara in Azerik. So in other words, so there is a machlekes as to whether Achnose is an Av, Achnose is Tolde. This is what Ramban says. So the Shittas Rambam is also the same way. So that's why the Rambam passes like Rav Pope and Rav Ashi, not like the sugya here in Azerik and like Rove. So he passes that Achnose is an Av. Alright, now. Ashkeron Itzoy, Achnose min Olon, Svori, Merde, Yoshus Lashusi, Mala Afukim Alay Yule, Miu Itzoy, Av Achnose Tov, Umerde, so Gemara is a Kash, Umerde, Hai Mechayev, Hai Mechayev, Amai Korole, Hai Av, Amai Korole, Hai Tolode. Nafkimine, Diovich, the Ovis Bara Dode, Inamesh, they told us Bara Dode, Mechayev Tarot. Yovid Avi told me day, Lui Mechayev Elo Chode. Ul Reb Lezer de Mechayev, I told them in Mokimav, Amai Korli Av, Amai Korli Tode. Hach de Havi Mishkin Chshive, Korli Av. Hach de Havi Mishkin Chshive, Lui Korli Av. Ina Mehar de Ksive, Korli Av. Vard Lui Ksive Korli Tov. So it's a two Rishaynes, but all Rishaynin point out that both are necessary. Because how they have the first lotion, how they have mishkech shivik kol yav, they have mishkech shivik kol yav, has covers all meloches other than itzoye, but itzoye is unique. It has its own characteristics and its own prerequisites. So vis-a-vis itzoye, so the second lotion says how the ksive kol yav, the how the loy ksive koretelon. Now, let's see the cases. Ul Reb Lezer, di Mechayev atolde mokimav. Havel motzil meima, di nafke minele in asroi, ki fivrashti bifirik al god. Vihikali meima, de haine di komishane, har da have mishkirshiv. So there is a difference between the tesis here and the tesis in kol god. The tesis in kol god, here at Teisves is saying that a tolode when someone is aver, does a meloche of vitelode on Shabbos, so the masre has to be masre him, and the score of daf has to be masre him, and the score of daf. In other words, if someone is erek b'Shabbos, nazrike is a tolda of itzoye, so the masre has to be masre him, and the score of itzoye. And if suppose he'll be masre him now. And now don't be Zerik B'Shabbes, because Zerik B'Shabbes is Chayiv Skile, he will not be Chayiv Misi. This is what Teisvis is saying. Have a Motzel Meimar, the Nafki Mili Asroi, Kefir Ashtim Fek Ogod, Vikil Meimar, the Hainedik Mishana Harda Havim Mishkin Chshive. So Mimele, since Harda Havim Mishkin Chshive, so when someone is Eisei, Melech Estelode, so he has to be warned on the score of its up. Otherwise, he will not be Chayiv. This is what Teisvis is saying here. This is what Teisvis is saying here. Now Teisvis, but Teisvis in Chol Gadol Tafayim Gimel, he says, here the Gemara says, Zei Meir, Chayiv Mishum Neteya, Vaneteya, Vamavre, Vamakev, Chayiv Mishum Zereya. What does it mean? So in other words, if we are Masrehim, Mishum Zereya, the Zei Meir Mishum Zereya, so, or Mishum Neteya, so is Chayiv. So that means, Ein Lechiyach Mikam. So doesn't that indicate that he has to be musre on the score of the av? So he says, "Ein lechiach mikam di tzorich lasres atol demishum av." Do we call mashet tzorich lasres demishum zereya? Elo dim hisra bemishum zereya chay. So in other words, so he has Teisves in Kol Gadol. He's saying just the reverse. He's saying just the reverse. In other words, that in other words that he doesn't have to be masre. The Eveya and the score of the Av. Avu Berish Perik Teilu Mashmach Tzad Yitzorach Lasset Atol Demishim Av Dikom Misham Mishum Mai Masrim Bey Rabu Mishim Bey Rav Zeyo Mishim Rakit Vigam Zey Yishli Tchiz Docha Perushe Mishum Mai Masrim Bey Shechai Rabu Mishim Bey Rabu Mishim Bey Mishim Rakit Potah Dikhiv Di Masrim Mishim Dara Shini Dei Malayu Sova Shum Malik Bey Potah Avu Mishim Bey Stam Arti Shamer Chayev Vinire Shegam Rachit Reforash Kein ואית ראי, דבריש, בו וכמה כאומר, הוא רבזיר את המחאי והטול דמוקם אב, עמי קור לאב, עמי קור לטול די, ולמשם לא הכי קור לאב, וצורך להסרס הטול דמשם אב. So this is comes to the conclusion here in Kol Gadol, that there is no such prerequisite that one has to be masre the Iver of the Tolode on the score of the Av. In other words, if he is masre the Iver of the Tolode on the score of the Av, so it's also a good asroye. But if he is masre the Iver of the Tolode on the score of itself, so it's certainly a good asroye. But Teisves says, but here Teisves is chilek. Teisves says, I'm a Muslim and not an asroye. Keep firash the pirik al gadol. Veike limeima the haine. So that is mentioned as one lotion in Teisves in Bobakame that day, Zavadal. But in Kol Gadol he doesn't say it. So why does Teisves say, have a Muslim name of the Nafkimin and Asroy, Kibarashi for Kol Gadol? But over there he comes to the opposite conclusion. So he means, Kibarashi for Kol Gadol, as I mentioned, this Raya in Kol Gadol. But over there he refutes the Raya. But here he accepts that Raya. He accepts the right. So in other words, so there are two shittes in Teisves. Two shittes in Teisves. As to whether a Tilode you have to be Michayev, to you have to be Masre on the score of the Av. So according to Teisves in Kol Gadol, so you don't have to be Masre the Tilode on the score of the Av. According to Teisves Nazire, you do have to be Masre. Now, why should you have to be Masre? Why should one have to be Masre? That the Iver of Itilode, if somebody is Mashkez Royim, so in other words, so if he'll say, according to Teisves Nazirei, if he'll tell him, don't be Mashkez Royim on Shabbos, because the Torah is Mechayev Mise for Ashkez Royim. So you'll not be Mechayev Mise. But he has to tell him, don't be Mashkez Royim on Shabbos, because Hashkoez Roim on Shabbos is Itilode of Zereya, and Zereya is Chayvis. Only if the Asroya is on the score of its Av, he's Chayvis. Why should it be like that? But he's Chayv for the Itilode. So, one thing is certainly clear, according to Teisves Shite Nazerik, that Itilode the Telode is not a separate Mechayim. It's not an independent Mechayim. In other words, after all, we have a halacha of Telode. So, and there is a special pasuk. The Gemara Dafayin says, Achas Mehino. Heino. Heino oves, the first line, the final base. Heino oves, mei heino telodes. So it's a special zerzakosuf. It's a special zerzakosuf of telodes. Now, we have the concept of telodes in Nizikin also. Above is Nizikin. So every av has a telode. Have a telode. So, let's say, the av of Keren is Nigich. But then, we have telodes. Nishiche, vitze, vite. And let's say regal, so b'prum yeshevipio b'zuk shetzavo. That's a told of regal. But there we don't have a special posik that is marbe a telode of Karen or a telode or telode of regal, a telode of Shem. But we have a posik that is expressive of the Av of Karen. Ki yigach sheiri shesheireyu. So, we have Ubiya Bizde Achir. So we have a posik that is expressive of a certain av in Mazik. So then, the Gemara says that this av has the lotus. So over there, we don't have a special posik. So over there, the reason as to why, let's say, Nigife is chayev, Nishiche is chayev, Revitze, Uvite is chayev, because it has the same characteristics as Nigiche. So when a behema is masik b'prum yeshe b'fio u'bizuk shebtzavoro, so it's the same. It has all the characteristics of regal. What difference does it make? Whether it's mazik derech elucho with its leg, or it's mazik with the prum yeshe b'fio u'bizuk shebtzavoro, with the bell that it has wound around its neck. So it's the same. The damage is done the same way. So Mimele Mitzadasvore, it comes within the parashe of Ubiya Bizde Acher. Or let's say Nishiche comes within the parashe of Kiyigach Sheirish Sheireyo. So they are certainly it is the same mechayev. It's not that negife has one mechayev and nishiche has another mechayev. There is no posik for the telodes of Karen. But what does it mean when we say that nishiche is a telode, a derivative of Karen? It means that nishiche has all the characteristics of negiche. So mele, when the Torah says that negeach is chayev, that when one share is mazik through nigiche is chayev, so it mele says that if it's through nishiched, which is a shinu, in other words, what's the characteristics of Karen? That it's mishune, kavanos el hazik mishune. So there it's one mechayev. So over there, there is no special posik that telode of Karen is chayev. Mashein kim by Shabbos. So we have a special posik of heino oves. May he not telodes. So the Torah says in effect, you are chayev chatos. One is chayev chatos for zereya, and one is chayev chatos for mashkezroi. Mashkezroim, that's a telode of zereya. So memele, so it's not so clear whether it's the same chayev or each one has a separate mechayev. In other words, av has its mechayev. Of course, av is its own mechayev, and telode has its own mechayev. Or it's not that telode has an independent mechayev. But telode is chayev because on account of its correspondence with the characteristics of the av. So memele, that comes within the same halacha. So the mele is the mechayev, is the av is the mechayev, not that the telode is an independent mechayev. Now, so according to Teis Veshite, here in Azeirik, that one has to be masre the telode on the score of the av, so it's obvious that Teis Veshite holds that he has to be masre that and from Teisves it's mashma, from this Teisves it's mashma that not only Alibe de Rebelez, the Rabbonon of Rebelezer, who say that he is not Chayev at all in Mokimav, but even according to Rebelezer, because Teisves Kashi is directed against Rebelezer. So even according to Rebelezer, that he is Chayev at all in Mokimav, so, and that one is Chayev to Chatois. One is Chayev to Chatois if he does the Av and it's Tolde. Let's say he's Reya and he's Mashkez Royim, so he's Chayev to Chatois. So still, even according to Rebelezer, when he's Masre, the Mashkez Royim, he has to be Masreim on the score of the Reya, of its Av. So obviously, it's not an independent Mechayev, even according to Rebelezer, that's Teis Veshite. The Ramban, here on Azeirik, he says, he is at the other pole of Teis Veshite. Teis Veshite is that even according to Rebelezer, the Asroye of the Tolde must be on the score of the Av. And so even according to Rebelezer, if someone will be Masre, the Mashke Zroye, on its own score, so he'll be Potter of Mise. Reporter of Mise. The Ramban says, not only isn't it necessary to be Masre on the score of the Av, but suppose he is Masre on the score of the Av, and he is not Masre on its own score, then the Asroi is no Asroi. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban shita is that, according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe Lezer, so there is no requirement of being Masre itilode on the score of the Av either. But l'chol apoches, according to the Rabbonon, so either way it's a good Asroi, according to the Rabbonon. So in other words, so according to Rabbonon, so the Masre can be Masre, the Mashke Zroim, in two ways. Either on its own score, or on the score of the Av. And so if, according to Rabbonon, if he is Masre, the Mashke Zroim, on the score of the Av, and not on its own score, he'll also be Chayev. But according to Rebelezer, he'll be Chayev only if he is Masre on its own score. But if he is Masre on the score of the Av, not. So we see two things. First of all, we see that according to Teisves, so Tilode does not have an independent Mechayev, even though there is a separate posik of Meheino, Heino Oves, Meheino Tilodes. But it's still the Mechayev of Tilode is Da'av, not the Tilode. Tilode does not have its own independent Mechayev. Even Alim de Rebelezer. That's Teisves Shita. And then the Ramban shite is that according to Rebbe Lezer, who is Mechayev told in Mokimav, so Rebbe Lezer holds that the Lode has its own independent Mechayev, in the same way as, let's say, as Tefer has its own Mechayev. It's not the same Mechayev as Losh. Losh is one Mechayev, and Tefer, the Meloche of Tefer, has its own Mechayev. So Zereya is his own Mechayev, and Telode is its own Mechayev. According to Rebelezer. So Memele, since he says his own Mechayev, so if he's Masre the Telode on the score of the Av, so it's no Asroye. So it's like someone who will be Masre, a Losh, on the score of Kesi. So it's no Asroye. This is according to Rebelezer, Ramban Shite. But according to the Rabbonon, so it does not have its own independent Mechayev. After all, if it had its own independent Mechayev, so the Rabbonon should be Mechayev in Tuchatois, if he is Reya and is Mashkez Roy. So the Mechayev is the Mechayev of the Av, even for the Telode. But still, even though he's the Mechayev of the Av, So it's chelik on Teisus. Because Teisus, Shita is, that once the Av is a Mechayev and that the Lord does not have its own independent Mechayev, so Mimele, he cannot be Masre on its own score. And the Ramban holds no, then either way it's alright. Mashenkin, according to Rav Lezer, it has its own independent Mechayev, so Mimele, he cannot be Masre either way. But he must be masre on its own score, not on the score of the other. Now, Teisves in Azerik, so Teisves in Azerik certainly holds that Telode does not have its own independent Mechayev, even Malibid Rav Lezer. Now Teisves in Klal Godel could hold either way. Teisves in Klal Godel. Teisves in Klal Godel says he doesn't have to be masre on the score of the Av. He doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av. So still, Teisus could hold either way, either that it has its own dependence.